Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Tuesday, June 5th, 2018. Today is World Environment Day, the UN's most important day for encouraging worldwide awareness and action for the protection of our environment. Since it began in 1974, it has grown to become a global platform for public outreach that is widely celebrated in over 100 countries. The housing shortage in Berlin obviously leaves its mark on citizens' opinions. According to a survey, on average, 53% of Berliners consider illegal squatting to be a legitimate means of drawing attention to housing shortages. According to a Forsa survey commissioned by the Berliner Zeitung, 57% of the people in East Berlin and 50% in the western part are okay with illegal squatting. According to Forsa, the temporary squatting is supported more by younger citizens than older ones. Furthermore, 43% of the citizens argued that the police should first tolerate illegal squatting and then negotiate with the occupiers. On Pentecost weekend, or Pfingsten weekend, squatters protested and drew attention to overpriced housing and vacancies with several actions. Supporters of the left and the Greens, in particular, voted in favor of such actions with 83 and 77% respectively, according to the survey. According to police, most of these were, quote, sham occupations at the time. But a house in Neukölln was also vacated and investigations were initiated into trespassing. A 53-year-old man who was shot by the police in the Berliner Dom on Sunday continues to be treated in a hospital. Police spokesperson Winfried Wenzel told the Berliner Zeitung that the Austrian tourist, as of this morning, is said to be in a coma and could therefore not yet be questioned. When his condition improves, the public prosecutor's office aims to place the man in a psychiatric clinic. The police are still trying to clarify the background behind his behavior. On Sunday, the 53-year-old rampaged into the cathedral armed with a knife. According to police, two officers repeatedly asked the man to put the knife away. When he ignored this, they pepper sprayed him, also without success. Since he wouldn't calm down, a policeman then shot him in the leg to subdue him. The total number of shots was not known on Monday morning. An officer also had to be treated in hospital, but was able to leave on Sunday. The circumstances and the motive or motives of the man from Austria are still unclear and part of the ongoing investigation. As always, when a policeman injures another person with a shot, a criminal police homicide department investigates. According to current information, there is no terrorist background. When the Berlin Cathedral, or Berliner Dom, reopened 25 years ago, a large police force was needed to pave the way for the approximately 1,500 invited guests. The criticism of several hundred demonstrators on June 6, 1993, was not so much directed at the cathedral as at Chancellor Helmut Kohl of the CDU. Being insulted as a hypocrite a few days earlier, he decided against taking part in the memorial service for the five victims of the right-extremist arson attack in Solingen. The reconstruction of the cathedral started in 1975 and lasted for almost 18 years. Nowadays, the cathedral has more than 1,600 parishioners, and the church building is also a tourist magnet. Last year, some 700,000 people visited. Next Sunday at 10 a.m., a festive service will commemorate the reopening, and as many Berliners and guests as possible are invited to celebrate along. In the capital last year, almost 472,000 adults received a Berlin Pass for numerous discounts. That was about 37,600 more people than in 2016, the Senate Administration for Integration, Labor, and Social Affairs announced at the request of the German press agency. With this pass, you can buy reduced tickets for bus and train, theater and concerts, swimming pools, libraries, and even the zoo. The Berlin ticket for public transport costs €27.50 per month, and a 3-euro cultural ticket is also on offer. According to the Social Administration, people who receive Hartz IV, basic insurance, housing benefit, or benefits under the Asylum Seekers Benefits Act should be able to participate in the social and cultural life of the city more easily. The card must be applied for and is issued by the citizens' offices. There is also a pass for children and young people in need. According to the Senate, a total of almost 602,500 entitled persons can currently obtain their pass in Berlin. In the first quarter of 2018, around 110,500 new passes were issued or renewed. More recent figures were not available. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.